You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Shark Week is upon us and it's all about the sharks. But when you're talking about Mr. Shark himself, it's none other than Paul DeGelder. And he's joining us this morning on Star 99.9. Today's Best Mix, it's Anna and Raven.
This is the rock star of the Discovery Network. You know his story, but he'll give it to you again quickly here. Paul, welcome back.
No pleasure at all, mate. Thanks for having me.
Paul, this must be the craziest week for you. I mean, when Shark Week happens, everybody wants to get the poet on the phone, all right? The guy who has been there, who has lived it. So if you could just briefly, again, take us through the day in 2009 that changed your life forever.
Well, how I got to that day, I guess. I joined the Army paratroopers in Australia in November 2000. Changed from the Army to the Navy in 2005 and became a clearance diver. And that's kind of like underwater bomb disposal, land-based explosive bomb disposal, reconnaissance swimming, attack swimming, underwater salvage. And then in 2009, after doing that for 4 years, I turned up to work one morning. I'm in Sydney Harbour doing a counterterrorism exercise. Just fundamentally, I'm just pretending to be an attack swimmer. And I'm swimming on the surface in Sydney Harbour when a 9-foot bull shark comes up from underneath me, grabs me by the hand and the leg in the same bite, tears them from my body, like absolute agony. I can't even begin to explain how painful this is. It's like something out of the movie Saw, where you're being tortured, and take the body parts out of my body, and I have to swim back to my safety boat, one hand, one leg, through a pool of my own blood. And thankfully, my buddy's medical training in the boat kept me alive until paramedics could arrive. And then they whisked me off to hospital, and that's when the recovery began. Turns out I didn't die, and thankfully I got to the boat before it came back.
Tell me about what was life like immediately after that and how you progressed to where you're at now.
It's a funny thing when you go through something like that and you wake up in a hospital and all of your family and friends are there and they look so worried that you almost put yourself second and you're trying to alleviate their worries and I'm cracking jokes, trying to make them laugh so they're not too concerned about me. It was really physically, mentally, emotionally so draining, trying to stay positive yourself. The drugs helped a lot, let me tell you. The absolute lowest point in my life. But thankfully, I got past that period and I was just laying in my hospital bed thinking, okay, what do I do now? It came down to me having a choice. And so I made a choice and I decided to live.
And that ended up becoming a huge pivot point for you. I know Paul DeGelder on the phone with us right now. He's the star of Discovery Channel's Shark Week. You can see him with various superstars throughout the week. Plenty of people would have never imagined returning to the lifestyle that you were living before. But all you wanted to do was get back to work.
That was probably the biggest thing, my career. I didn't have anything else to fall back on. Now, I flunked out of high school. I didn't have any other skills except for the military. And if I was going to lose that, I didn't know what else I would do with my life. And I felt that I wouldn't have any value or purpose. All I wanted to do was just get back on my feet, get back to training, get back to work. So I said, Doc, just take the leg and turn me into a Terminator.
Wow.
All right, we're going to have more with Paul DeGelder, star of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, coming up next, including his big TV debuts that are going on this week. Shark Week going on all this week on Discovery Channel. Star 99.9, today's Best Mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us is Paul DeGelder, one of the biggest stars from Shark Week. You lose your arm, you lose your leg, you've just been attacked by a bull shark. You wake up and you're in a hospital. What happens next?
I decided not to let myself slip into any negativity. Negativity, it's like a vacuum. And nothing else can exist in that vacuum. So I didn't want that in my life. I didn't have time to stumble through alcoholism and drug dependence and feeling sorry for myself because I already had an impossible goal of getting back to work. So all I did was set challenges for myself, set goals for myself, even tiny little things like just get up early, just eat healthier, just read more to keep your mind active, little things like that. But the great thing about those little goals is that they're achievable. So you set them, you achieve them, and then you look back and you go, wow, look at all this stuff I've done. Okay, what's next? What am I going to do now? And it gets harder and harder and harder to the point where all of a sudden I had achieved that impossible dream of getting back to work after 6 months. It buoyed me even more. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to stop now. What else can I do? The only thing I was more terrified of than sharks was public speaking.
And now you're an author, an actor. You're speaking with Amazon and Google, doing these huge conventions. How strange how life changes. Paul DeGelder of the 30th anniversary of Shark Week on the phone right now. You got a big premiere coming up tonight, another one tomorrow night. Must have been fun to kick off the week earlier, too, with Ronda Rousey. I mean, you're in the pole position here for Discovery.
Oh, it was incredible. It was nice to create a new proponent in the fight for shark conservation and someone with such a huge following as well. And that was really the goal of it. You know, it wasn't a gimmicky story about getting some celebrity on TV with the sharks. It was about creating a whole much bigger and wider audience for the show, all of Rhonda's millions of fans that get to come along with her on this journey of discovery to show that sharks aren't man-eating monsters that want destroyers. She could literally hand-feed one of the most dangerous sharks on Earth and live.
That's one of the biggest moments of things that I've seen you do since then is when you hand-fed the bull shark from your natural hand after the attack. I was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
I know, my friends get so mad at me. Like, you've got one left, dude. Come on. Right. What are you doing?
You're just teasing them, right? You're just teasing them.
Paul, tell us about tonight's big premiere. What's happening?
We got Shark Wreck. One of the stupider things that I've done since the shark attack, to be honest. But I got roped into it. There's this amazing guy called James Glancy. He's an ex-British Special Forces guy. Developed this idea of sort of reenacting the USS Indianapolis.
Oh, my gosh.
Whereby the oceanic white tip shark is blamed for the largest shark attack in history on hundreds of those sailors that were in the water. So the idea was to go and replicate that. But the problem was, him and I were on a boat, almost replicating like what would happen if you came back from spearfishing.
Sure.
And your boat exploded. Our boat blew up literally in the first scene. It's a pretty cool scene. And then I'm sitting in the ocean looking at this guy that I barely know, knowing that I'm going to have 2 days, 2 nights drifting through the Atlantic. And this is 2,500 feet deep water. We can't even see shore for most of it, with no food or water. And I'm just thinking, what have I done?
Paul DeGelder of Discovery Channel's 30th anniversary of Shark Week. You continue to press your luck. We'll find out more about tonight's premiere next here on Star.
Paul DeGelder, the star of Shark Week on Discovery Channel, joining us this morning. You're an author, actor, Navy SEAL, and rapper. You opened up for Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, that happened.
Tonight is the premiere at 9 o'clock of Shark Wreck. Now, this is the reenactment of the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. 2 days and two nights in the open ocean with the sharks? Are you insane?
I've never gone 2 days or two nights without food or water. Even in the military, we had at least water.
And you're with a stranger.
And I was on land. Right. I can hunt my food. I can build shelter. I can do things on land. Now I'm in the water, in the ocean. I've got nothing. I've got this one dude I'm going to have to eat him.
Well, if he, you know, if you don't like him that much, I mean, if you can't make small talk, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You don't have to swim fast. You just got to swim faster than the other person.
That's right.
But yeah, it was a really quite an amazing experience. It became very relevant and eye-opening to find out what was going to get to us first, whether it was going to be the sharks or the elements. Very emotionally and mentally draining. And I hope that everyone that watches it learns a lot and enjoys the adventure as much as we did.
You continue to push yourself. Ronda Rousey Uncaged premiered this past Sunday and is available now on Discovery Go. Shark Wrecked is premiering tonight at 9 o'clock. And then they're bringing you back. I mean, you're a star. You're all over the place, Paul. Bloodline is tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. And that's an awesome one. That's a show starring Dr. Craig O'Connell, who I'm a huge fan of. We've done shows in the past. And then there's Joe Romero as well, who's one of the world's best ocean cinematographers. So we get to team up and we get to go out to the original setting for the movie Jaws to see if, you know, this shark's lineage still exists.
Oh, man. I am so there.
Oh, man. I saw things on that trip that I've never seen before. You know, it's such a a mysterious and spooky place.
Paul, you're always fascinating, my friend, and we'll be ready for your next hip-hop album when it comes out. If not, in the meantime, we'll wait.
I'm following Snoop down the track. I'm going to do gospel next, gospel rapping. That's in the line. Or maybe some reggae.
Listen, if we don't talk to you before then, of course, it's always great to talk to you during Shark Week, and we wish you much success. I saw you on the DVD extras for The Shallows with Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah, awesome. I just did The Meg with Jason Statham.
Oh, you're in that? Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, I'm going to have to go back now. I'm going to have to actually see that movie now. Paul DeGelder, great to talk to you, Paul. Thank you so much, as always, for sharing your story. We really appreciate it. And enjoy yourself. We look forward to the premiere tonight and Bloodline tomorrow. It's going to be great.
My pleasure, mate. Thank you for having me.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.